Well, good evening, class. We're glad you're with us tonight. It's an awesome Friday night live right here at Prayer School, and you're here. We've got a great word tonight. We've been talking about from the book of Joshua and the major transition that has literally intrigued me, I mean, this whole year. This is the year, okay? You're writing down your notes. This is the year. Remember what this year is about? This is the year of possessing, okay? This is the year of possessing, okay? My question to you tonight is, what is it do you want? I've already preached this to Paula yesterday. What is it that you want to possess this year, okay? What is it, okay? Is it a spiritual? Do you want to possess something spiritual? Do you want to be more spiritual? Do you want to live closer to God? Do you want to pray more? Do you want to read your Bible more? Do you want to finish the calendar this year? What is the spiritual goal? Do you want to set a day of fasting every week? Do you want to pray so much in a day? What is it? Do you want to go on a spiritual retreat? Is it a spiritual goal? Is it something that you want to possess? And to possess means you get it into your hands and you gain ownership of it. Is it a spiritual need tonight? Is it something you want to do spiritually? Is it something you want to do physically? Do you want to get healthy this year? Well, I'm already healthy. Do you want to get healthier? I could probably ask the question tonight, how many of you tonight in this room feels healthy? Yeah, you feel healthy. And is it something? So you set your goal here of what you want to do healthy-wise, okay? You start eating healthy, you start walking, you start exercising, and none of that sounds fun, but you do it anyway. Yeah. Is it something healthy? Is it something you want to possess financially? I am believing, Karen Blanks, this year we're going to possess a financial place that we've been there twice. We're going to possess debt-free living this year. Melvin Bunch, we're possessing debt-free living. We're going to sell our home. We're going to still have prayer school. We haven't figured all of that out yet, but we know that we're going to have a home that we can do it in our lower level if we need to. And let me help you with something real quick. Even that's a paradigm shift. Can I help you with something tonight? It's called the church house. You do know that, don't you? Yeah. It's called the church house. There was no churches in the book of Acts till later. There were synagogues because it was Jewish synagogues. There was no churches then. They went from house to house, breaking bread. I mean, just read the word. So don't get too out of bounds. I don't know if we want to go have prayer school in the house. We'll call it prayer school house, or if that's what we do. We have been offered a church to have it there if we want to. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So I'm just alleviating some of your fears. This is our assignment till it's no more our assignment. Right. Okay? This is our assignment till it's no more our assignment. I'm believing we're going to possess debt freeness this year. Praise God. I am going to possess, and Miss Paula is coveting with me, that this time next year, we will be better off financially than we have been in a long, long, long time. Does anybody else want to agree with me on your part? Do you want to be better off a year from now? Yeah. I want to be better off a day from now. Yeah. Yeah. I sent it to my kids and my wife. I don't know where I came across. And somebody said, I think maybe Rita said you guys that did it. But I come across the deal had 55 weeks. And you set aside on the first week, you put $1. On the second week, you put $2. On the third week, you put $3. Everybody starting with me now? Did anybody else do that? Y'all did that, JC. Did anybody else do that? You know how simple it is? You just do the amount of the week, okay? Fifth week, $5, 10th week, $10, 20th week, $20. On the 52nd week, you put $52. Can anybody guess how much money you're going to have just by doing that little simple transaction on Monday of that week? At the end of 52 weeks, anybody guess how much money? About $1,380. That's pretty amazing. I cannot wait till December, whatever, the 31st, to reach in my little metal box that's locked up back in the bedroom back there. I'm not locking it up to keep it from my wife. I come across it and I got it and in this little money box and I'm just throwing it in there and I get the mark. I'm already up to my 16th week. And we're only in our 12th week. I'm paying in advance. I like paying. Anybody else like paying in advance? I'm talking about the year of possessing. And every little piece of money that someone gives me on the side, you know what? I just take it right back there and I cash it into my little metal bank. Someone gives me a 20 or someone, you know, someone gave me $60 this week. And then Miss Paula, she gave me $15. And I said, I'm going back to put it in my bank. And I just unlocked my little bank and I throw it in there and I marked it down. I'm all the way up into April. I love that. There was a time when we traveled, we were a year ahead in our trailer note and our car note. And we've been debt free twice. I am saying this year, it's my year and our year of possessing the financial arena like we haven't seen in a long, long time. And I'm speaking that tonight. So we're talking about the year of possessing. I'm trying to nudge you. What is it that you want to possess this year? Because if you can't define it, you can't find it. If you don't know what it is, you can't go there. Maybe you have it all, and maybe you have it all together. Pray for me, because I ain't. Okay? So possessing. This is the year of possessing. Everybody say it with me. The year of possessing. We're going to hold it in our hands. It's going to be part of our life. We are going to possess some things this year. And if we sit around and think, well, that's not going to happen to me, guess what? You're right. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
It will not happen to you. But boy, when we find out, we can possess. So, okay, last 2 weeks ago, we started in the book of Joshua. And we're talking about the transition that was going on between Moses and Joshua. Moses, the leader of the past, and Joshua, the new leader, and the paradigm shift that was taking place. Moses had invested 120 years now, but 40 years in the wilderness only to die short of the promised land. Look at me. I do not plan on dying short of the promised land. Hello? I am not going to die short of what I want in life. I mean, this morning was in my prayer time. I wrote in the book I was reading that we were talking about sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. And this is the year of possessing, okay? And sowing is so much a part of possessing. If you sow a seed, you reap a harvest, okay? You get into your possession. He talked about it being put into your barns, okay? And putting it into your, garnering it. In other words, taking and putting, you gain possession of it. And this morning I wrote down in the book that I was reading that sowing and reaping is like the umbilical cord. And it's just the Holy Spirit that just said that. It's the umbilical cord to our Father, okay? And we know what the umbilical cord is. The umbilical cord is the life source that nourishes the child while it's in its mother's womb. And when they sever that at the time of birth and they have to take care of that as it dies out, and we're not getting gross tonight, but if it's not taken right, you won't have a good looking navel, that's for sure. You know, I got so intrigued with that. And you know, that's in the book of Proverbs. Yeah. He said, it will bring, are you ready for this one? Go home and read it. It'll bring health to your navel. It's in there. There's a reason for that. I don't even know how many times the word navel, not the naval base. I don't know how many times the word navel is even mentioned in the Bible, but it's mentioned in Proverbs, and there's a reason for it. Because the umbilical cord is what brought life to that child from its mother. And I wrote it down. Sowing is the umbilical cord that connects us to our Father, and we cannot sever that cord, because when we're connected through sowing and reaping, it gives us all of our needs, it gives us all of our desires, it gives us all of our wants. When we are sowing, the power of sowing, that's why he said there, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever we sow, we're also going to reap. What are you wanting possession of? So last two weeks ago, we started here, and there's five dangers that are in. Melvin's heard me talk about these at the men's meeting, and maybe Kent was there. And there's five dangers last week we spoke about in verse number one. Now, everybody say N-O-W, now.
Now.
Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, and this is what he's saying. First of all, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. I think we got over that pretty much last week. It was the danger of looking back. I think we got that one pretty much handled. I've got some good feedback from that, not just that night, but later on I had people text me and said, I'm not looking back, not looking back, not looking back, not looking back. Yesterday, when we was privileged, I drove two 82-year-old women, elderly women, young women, but they were 81, 82 years old, and I drove them to the funeral home. You can only imagine the conversation that I listened to over there and back. It was pretty interesting. And so when we got there, it started at 1. They wanted to be there at 12. That is not how I operate, okay? I've preached a lot of funerals. I get there 20 minutes before I'm supposed to speak, okay? And I just go into a green room, and they bring me a bottle of water, and we talk and we visit. I meet with some family members. Then I go out, and we do the service. Well, I wasn't doing it. The rabbi was. And so they wanted to get there because they said there's no parking over there. When I got there, I thought, geez, I could have parked over in the cemetery at 1:45, let them out at the front door, got them in there. I'd have went around and parked among the tombs and got the car parked and walked over there instead of getting there an hour. So here I'm sitting with two 82-year-old women in a car. I'm thinking, okay, what kind of conversation can I talk about? Well, the one in the back said, well, Pastor, what are you preaching on right now? I thought, that is exactly what I needed you to ask me. And I lit into her about preaching to you right here in this very message on the book of Joshua. And number one, where it said to Joshua, Moses is dead. And I said, the number one thing here is no looking back. And boy, did they light in. They said, oh, I know it. Because at 82, that's where we want to look back to. We want to constantly be looking back how it used to be. Nothing's the same anymore. The whole time we was going, they said, well, you should have went Highway 71. You should have went this way. I said, I am driving. I have bought the gas. I am driving this car. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going 63 all the way to Troost, and I'm going to go south on Troost to 68. I will get you there. I hadn't had a wreck in a long time and very few tickets. We're not going 71. We're not going this way. This is where we're going. That the whole time was going. Well, I said, enjoy the scenery. Enjoy what you're looking like. You know, there's people that just can't get past the past. Are you kidding me? I drove them down. You know what 63rd Street looks like once you get over in Missouri, don't you? I mean, Ward Parkway. We're talking about millions and million-dollar houses. I mean, just beautiful homes. And all they could talk about, well, I've never been this way. I don't really know where I'm going. And then they got to talk about the closer we got. Oh, then we went through Brookside. Oh, boy, they got to tell me about where they used to eat and how I don't know if that restaurant used to be. It used to be here, but I can tell you probably 1,000 times the word used to be was used. Okay, moving right along here tonight. No looking back. So, number two danger. Here we go. He spoke to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Notice once again, first time he said, "Now," verse number one, he uses the same word again and he said, "Now, therefore, arise, get up. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel." Number two danger, if we're not careful, the danger of sitting still. Now, if I got into the physical arena about it, you do know there is a danger of just sitting around all the time. And so last week, I don't even know, me and Miss Paula, we preached each other, and I was preaching to her about this. And I don't even know, we got into, I just Googled real quick, the danger of sitting. Well, it went to the medical side. There was nothing biblical about it. I mean to tell you, one after another, the danger of sitting, the danger of sitting, the danger of sitting. And they kept using the word sedentary, sedentary. And so Miss Paula, she's on the deal now about vocabulary and learning new words every day. And she's got an app and she's learning great words and using great words. And I appreciate that so much. And she said, "Well, I'm going to look up that word sedentary." You know what that word means? Migratory. I thought, "Well, that's migratory. Are you kidding me?" But what does migratory mean? It means to move on. Gary Lezak, yesterday when he closed out the 515 or 520 weather, he showed something on radar, and there was two major lakes around here, one down towards Clinton, somewhere else. There was such a lifting up of waterfowl off the water, it showed up on the radar. That's major, my friend. That was awesome. Migratory. Okay, here we go. The danger of just sitting still or standing still or not moving on or moving forward. Okay? So I have to be careful here because there's a fine line that someone would say, "Well, now, Brother Robert, the Bible speaks about sitting at Jesus' feet." That ain't what we're talking about tonight. So don't come to me after church tonight and tell me what the Bible does say about sitting at His feet. We ain't talking about Jesus tonight. We're talking about people that's not willing to get up and go possess the promised land, okay? So the danger of sitting still, fulfilling God's promises that He has given us. And so, I mean, we're off from covering this, but if you'll read this whole chapter, it is totally amazing. I was studying that today, and you know, there are six commands, okay? There are six commands in Joshua 1 concerning obedience, okay? And verse 6, 7, and 9 says, this is a command concerning obedience. Be strong and of good courage. I want you to get all six of these because it's part of the standing still. He said, be strong and of good courage three times, verses 6, verses 7, verses 9, okay? Number two, observe to do all of the law. Okay. Number three, and it says, turn not from the right hand or to the left. What would that mean? Somebody help me here. What does that mean? Not turn from the right hand or the left. Straightforward. Thank you. Straightforward. Straightforward. Where are we going? Somebody help me. Where are we going tonight? We're going to the promised land. And where are we going? We dealt with the issue 2 weeks ago. We're not looking backwards, so we're going what? We're going forward. We're going right on. Everybody say right on. Right on. Yeah, you remember that back in the 70s. Right on, brother. Right on, brother. Right on, sister. Yeah. So get that right on in your mind, okay? When you see somebody at church Sunday, say hi. They're going to say, how you doing? Say, right on, brother. I'm doing awesome. I'm right on my way. I'm right on my way. I'm straightforward. I'm about to inherit my possessions. I am possessing it. So when you see him say, right on, brother, right on, sister, I love that. You know, that's 70 stuff there. I mean, I was hot in the 70s. I'm hot now, but I was really hot in the 70s. It's right on, brother. It's right on, sister. Okay, number four. This book of the law shall not depart. This is all in chapter 1, okay? This is in verse number 8. This book of the law, see, you've got to get every one of these for you to understand it is not God's will for you to sit still. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. See, I'm reading without my glasses tonight. Shall not depart. My eyes are getting better. Shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on them day and night. Have we heard this one before? Somebody help me. Where is this? Where's the one of these verses found? Somebody? Psalms chapter 1, 3 and 4. Remember? Okay. Fifth commandment, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. And the last command was, neither be dismayed. Can I tell you, there are three times that God spoke to Joshua, be encouraged. Take courage. Be not afraid. Fear not. I have never seen so much discouragement and fear as there is in the church world today. People are afraid. They're afraid. They're fearful. Fearful takes away from being faithful. Okay? You can't be fearful and faithful at the same time. Fear and faith doesn't mix. Can't do it. Totally annihilate, okay? I'm going to write this down because you have to understand this is part of the fact of the sitting still that we got to cover, and we're just laying the foundation tonight. There were six commands of obedience. You've got to do all six of these is what he's saying. If we do all six of these, there's four benefits that's going to take place, okay? Are you ready? There's four benefits that's going to take place. Number one, in verse number 7, you may prosper. Everybody say that word. Prosper. You may prosper wherever you go. Amen? You may prosper wherever you go. When I gave that young man that money, I felt so good about that, you know. Some people don't feel good about getting rid of money. Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, I have prayed. There's 20 people don't even know this. I haven't told 20 people this. I have prayed for years that I would be a spiritual philanthropist. I want to give it away. Where's the Warren Buffetts of the church world? Mm-hmm. Where are the Bill Gates of the church world? Where are they? Mm-hmm. It's so sad when we see the money that's being given to the world, to the world. We're about to see it right here in Kansas City when they re-sign Patrick Mahomes, will probably be the largest ever paid quarterback ever in the history of football. It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Okay. That you may prosper, four benefits, that you may prosper wherever you go, okay? That you may have your way prosperous. I'm telling you, when we start to go out of our parking lot, I was with Miss Barb Monday. I think it was Monday. I forget what day it was. Paula was out of town, and I went and she came. I took her down to Cracker Barrel and had lunch together with her and took her down to some other places she wanted to go. And so we was going into one place, and I just said, we always pray about the place we're going into that we would be prospered before we go in there. Amen? If you're not doing that, you're missing all those blessings that's inside that store that's waiting for you. And you're going to pay full price for everything you do. Prosper. He's going to prosper our way. He's going to prosper our journey. He's going to prosper where He takes us. Amen. We're not looking to the left or the right. We're on a journey. This is our year of possessing. This is not the year of losing. This is not the year of diminishing. This is not the year of waste. This is not the year of just throwing it away and don't care. This is our year of possessing. You better get this. You better get this in your spirit. This is my year of possessing. You've been praying about stuff. Amen. You've been praying about being prosperous. You got to confess, this is my year. Wait till we get next week. I'm not going to talk about that right now. Okay. The third benefit is, listen, are you ready? You will have, this is going to just make you go off and start another church. You'll have good success. Success scares people. Oh, now, don't talk about success in the church. Well, then let's talk about failure. Which one sounds better to you?
Success.
It's in the Bible. It's in the King James Bible right there in the latter part of verse number 8. Then thou shalt have good success. You want to be successful in everything. I want to be successful in my marriage. I want to be successful in being a father to my kids. I want to be successful to being a minister of the gospel. I want to succeed. I want to succeed in everything I do. Amen. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a poor loser. I don't care if it's piggly sticks or whatever they call it. I don't know what it is. I'm a poor loser. Amen. I don't lose easy. So if you want to play cards or whatever, me, get ready. It's going to be a dogfight to the end. My wife's going over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fourth benefit that God will be with you wherever you go. Verse number 9. That God, I'm going to close on that one. God will be with you wherever you go. I want to tell you, if He's not going to be, you don't want to go. Listen to me. You don't want to go where He's not going. I want to go where God's going. I want to go where God's taking me. I want to go where God's been, and He's waiting for me to get there. And He said, I'm going to promise to you that in the latter part of verse number 9, He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. That is major promise there. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. That's what Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. God is with me. So if God being there with you, let me help you with something. Be careful where you take Him. God lives inside of you. You be careful where you take Him. Okay? Yeah. You be careful what you hang around in language and stories and television. Do you feel comfortable watching that program because God's watching that program with you? Yeah, you want to go off and start another church tonight on me, don't you? No. Listen, we're talking about possessing. So next week, we're going to get more and more into this. Sitting still, the danger of just sitting still, what it means, what does that mean? The standing still, when He's promised this, why have we not possessed it? It's ours. It's in the Bible. It's in the book. Father, thank You tonight. We have the most incredible opportunity to stand here and teach and preach on Friday night. We have listed off 6 commandments of obedience. And because we do those 6 commandments, there are 4 major benefits. especially that last one, that God is with us whithersoever we go. He is with us. God, we're thankful for that. We never want to go to a place that you're not with us. And everybody said, Amen.